This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Get you down. It's the perfect time for a rebound. It's my turn. Let's take it to another level.
The great Wayman Tisdale, the late great Wayman Tisdale, who averaged 24, 27, and 25 in 3 years at Oklahoma. Think about that. An 18-year-old freshman in Norman, Oklahoma, starting off his college career averaging like 24.
How did he die?
Hit both cancer. Yeah, lost both his
Didn't
legs.
Didn't he have some high school issues and stuff like that and got it all together and was able to... Oh, is that Mookie Blaylock? I'm thinking of Mookie Blaylock, actually.
Don't get the brothers mixed
up. No, Mookie
okay?
Blaylock. But again, had some issues, but they were able to keep it together.
This is not hockey, all right?
All right, see if you can go back.
He had a good NBA
this
talk.
This has got to be the first time Mookie Blaylock was confused with Wayman Tisdale.
How do you one of them 5 inches taller?
6 feet to 6'8".
Yeah, how do you get them mixed up?
But they were on the same team.
We don't all look alike, okay?
They were on the same team.
Gee.
Chuck, what about the old Big 8, which you were discussing this morning? All right, give me a, let's say, Oklahoma State. Remember him? Their big stud? Leroy Combs?
Combs. Yeah, but the Big 8 back then was a tremendous minute.
Tremendous league.
I mean...
Kansas State with...
Kansas. Everybody had a good player.
Jack Hartman.
They were so
Everybody was good.
I love the Big 8.
And they had personalities for coaches.
And now the Big 12 is a better football conference than the SEC. Who would have thought that would have happened?
Oh, we got to talk. Are we going to talk about Mizzou?
The most overrated football conference.
You think the SEC is?
Oh, I think at the top end of the conference, I mean, there's no question that they're dominant. But the rest of the conference...
So you think overall the Big 12 is better?
No.
From top to bottom?
Let me just... You can define it how you... You can figure. You can even help me explain what I'm trying to say here. I think the SEC is still living off a reputation when teams like Florida were great, when teams like LSU were great.
LSU got embarrassed.
Florida beat Michigan pretty handily, though.
When they were great. I'm just saying when they were great.
And Georgia was disappointing.
Georgia didn't even want to play.
Alabama is great. Georgia... I thought they were overrated when they played Mizzou. We talked about that. They look great certain weeks. They look just okay other weeks. They got a lot of talent, there's no doubt. But the rest of the con- – I just think
– What do you like about the Big 12 here?
Kentucky is
Texas.
Well, Texas – hey, Texas
and Oklahoma.
Beat Georgia. I know Georgia
Texas
wasn't motivated,
good.
But they won. I mean, Oklahoma State beat Missouri. They had the second worst defense in the Big 12.
They tried to give Mizzou the victory.
And they didn't have some of their best players who are going to the NFL.
Are we going to talk about this Mizzou
chasing
game?
The game?
Yeah,
are we
going to
talk about the Mizzou game?
Go ahead,
Ed. You go first, Andy.
What about it? I mean, what do you want to say about the game?
I mean, I think it was an embarrassment to the state of Missouri, the way we played. First of all, it started out with the Nick at Night helmets. And then Frank and Martin says, wait a minute. Yeah. They
like
said, well,
50%
of the fans said they loved the logo. What caused the 50% of the fans in Missouri? Probably are softies, too. We look like children coming out on the field with a cartoon character on the helmet. Played Oklahoma State, lost two of their starters because they were going to the NFL draft. They lost two more starters on defense because of hits. So what do I do as a coach? Well, you know what, Locke, whatever your name is, we're going to throw the ball over there where they're not there anymore. Did he do that? No! And what did the announcers say several times? Here's a chance for this quarterback to put this team on his back and be a leader. And then, to top it off, final play of the game, he gets a slow white guy to run for a first down. Okay, hold on. Now, his strength is passing, right? But he runs for the ball. Barry Odom is a terrible, terrible coach. And if I'm a recruit looking to go down there, I'm not going. If I got to look at that slop.
Can you believe that your guy, Drew Locke, who I have him right now projected as going 33rd overall, maybe 32nd or 3rd. I mean, actually 33rd, maybe 34th.
Keep your mind.
He can't even name five NFL teams, but go ahead.
Okay.
So, New York's not going to take him.
So let me just say this.
No, they'll take Haskins.
This guy has been a starting quarterback for like 50 games. 4 years in college football. Never won more than 8 games. Never won a bowl game. Ever. Never won a bowl game.
Is he a leader?
Never won more than 8 games. This coach is part of the issue. See, we just accept it like it's okay. I don't look at the final record for Mizzou. I look at who they beat and who they didn't beat. And that's where I want to see some improvement. Now, I'm already on the bandwagon. My guy is coming in at quarterback next year.
We're going to give him a chance.
I mean, you don't think he would have picked up that yard on fourth and one?
Oh, absolutely. He would have. I would given him the ball.
He probably would have taken it to the house.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
And then the media. Wait a minute.
Okay. Here's the thing. Now, look. You talk for a while. I'll talk here.
The media.
All right. So here's the thing. There's a bunch of reasons. Yeah. Your show, it's about to end this week. I got to tell you, too.
Come on.
It's about to end this week. I just can't allow this idiocy to continue. All right, so here's the thing, is there's a bunch of reasons why Mizzou lost that game. Special teams, you miss an extra point, you miss a field goal. Secondary was terrible. Defensive ends, no pressure at all, and play calling. Charlie, you're absolutely right about that. You have a running back who's run for 200 yards. You have a quarterback who threw for nearly 400 yards. Instead, you have the quarterback who's not exactly a great runner run the ball. It was horrible play calling. There's no doubt about it. But the last thing you want to do when you look back at that game is to place the blame on the guy who just went 23 of 37 for nearly 400.
But they didn't win,
no, hold
Frank.
On. No, the last thing you want to do is place blame on that guy who threw for three touchdowns and no picks. It should have been five. One was dropped. The other was called back. Believe me, after that game, NFL scouts like Drew Locke even more. And in terms of the draft, the Giants will go Haskins probably at 6.
Right.
Denver at 10 and Miami at 13. I don't think he's going to be the fourth quarterback picked. So there's an excellent chance.
You're assuming
he's going to be in the
team. Kurt Warner and a lot of other people
what
are
did
saying.
Say about
who's
Kurt,
the other people?
Well, a lot of.
Who's the other people?
Just search.
Did
Twitter.
I stutter?
No, search.
Who's the other people? Okay.
Mike Bayock has said the same
no,
thing.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, Mike Bayock.
Okay. Now, what Kurt Warner said is if you are a team picking high in the draft, needing a quarterback, wait till next year because the best quarterbacks in the country are going back to college.
So I don't know if you can do that in Miami and Denver, okay?
Why? Why not wait?
They better wait.
You got to pay a guy.
Have you seen the quarterbacking in Miami and Denver?
When you're looking for another quarterback 2-3 years later? Well, there's got to be some quarterbacks who are available in free agency,
I think 6'4", 225, 12,000 passing yards, 100 touchdowns.
But he's not a leader, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's not a leader.
Do you know how many do you know how many successful quarterbacks in the NFL right now who they did not say were great leaders in college?
Like who?
Was Philip Rivers regarded as an unbelievable leader at NC State?
Yes,
was he regarded as that?
He was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Mitchell Trubisky started 13 games, and he ends up being the second pick in the draft. 13 games.
How many seasons has he played?
He's played one.
Yeah.
And he's got the Bears in the playoffs.
And Drew Locke will never be Mitchell.
Defense has the Bears
ever.
In the playoffs, by the way. And let me tell you what and the media here in town, wait a minute. The media here in town, you sound like Donald Trump at Fox News. You protect Mizzou. All the media here up to Mizzou.
Did it sound?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boss.
Okay.
We love Mizzou.
All right. Did it sound like I was protecting Mizzou a few minutes ago when I listed the reasons why they lost that game and the bad play calling and the bad special teams?
On TV the other night, I heard you say, this has been a very good season for Mizzou. They won 8 games.
Okay, that's
wrong.
We
say that all the time.
That's absolutely wrong.
You said it all the time.
I did not say that, okay?
Yeah, you did.
I said they made baby steps. Does that sound like
baby
a...
Baby steps.
They
baby
won...
Steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Backwards
they won one more game. Yeah, I got to tell you guys. Hey. This is going to be the end of the slop. I'm sick. I really am. I am sick and tired of defending. I don't even want to be put in the position of defending them. I'm critical of Barry Odom when he has to be criticized. Drew Locke has had a fine career, and he's going to be rewarded for that. If you don't see that, you just don't know sports.
No, well, Frank, he'll be a
top draft pick. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Well, you said he won't go in the first round.
I don't think so. If he does, he'll be very late.
Please, hold on. Okay, great. I want 100 from you, too.
No.
No, I want to bet $100. He's not going in the first round. Come on.
I didn't say that.
Come on, Charlie.
He's going
come on.
Late
no,
in the $100. First round.
Write this down.
What is the you on bet? You? What's your bet?
Hey, we got 100.
It's 100 in the first round.
He wants to take it to 300, though.
Well, if he goes in the top 10, you should take that right now.
Okay.
I
don't know.
I'll say he goes late in the first round.
A lot of dumb teams out there, you know.
No, Charlie. You just said 30 seconds ago he's not going in the first round.
Okay, we'll
so we're going to bet $100.
Now, when you lose, have donuts and coffee here for us, okay?
No.
When you lose.
Even if you win, have donuts and coffee for us.
Yeah, I'll bring
that'd be appreciated.
But it's $100. Are we making the bet?
Sure. Sloppy coffee.
Okay.
Make it for the slot.
Did he say yes to that?
Good coffee.
Okay, $100.
Yeah, don't be bringing all that stuff though. Over there in the
I may buy a Rams jersey
out.
With your $100. I'll buy a Blues jersey with yours.
How about my license plate for you?
I am a realist. And I, you know, there's a chance, you know, because you got the Oregon quarterback going back to school. You know, the Ohio State quarterback, is he bets, better than the Duke quarterback? I mean, this is a lot of it's going to come down to how he does at the Senior Bowl. And he will impress, Frank. There's no question in his workouts because he had, you know, he's got the credentials that you want with a pro-style quarterback. He's got arm strength. He's got size. He fits it all.
And even you had to be impressed with some of those throws in the pocket.
Well, I mean,
getting hammered
yes.
and still completing
but
the passes.
Does he have
even you had to be.
But he has that intangible.
Does he have the it factor? I don't know if he does. If he has the it factor.
Tom Condon, I'm going to tell you what Tom Condon said. Tom Condon said, they got a lot of film on the kid, but what's going to be his divining fortune is how he does, just like you said, in the bowl games. That's what's going to be the true story.
Well,
about
the last bowl game he played, and he just went 23-37 for nearly 400.
Did they win?
Well, he had
three different offensive coordinators, three different quarterback coaches, and three horrible defenses the last 3 years. You think that has something to do with victories?
Oh. Let me throw the H ratio at you because he did have that 85-yard touchdown pass. You know, the guy was wide. They don't even play defense over there at Oklahoma State, apparently.
Because they were out.
And I made this bet prior to some of these guys going back to school because, you know, Tua's going back to school. The Oregon coach is going back to school. But I'm still confident in my ability. See, my draft board may be a little different than yours. I'm going to bring in my entire draft board.
Yeah, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Because I got a board.
That's what I want
to
see.
Patrick Berglund going to the Saints. Patrick Berglund.
Hey,
how about this? Here's a question. This is a good one. J.C. South Webster. Will Drew Locke be more successful in the NFL than Sam Bradford?
Well, I don't know. We don't know. Monetarily, no.
Here's why.
No.
Here's
no, one ever, no one will ever be more successful monetarily.
Here's why I'm going to say no. Because, you know, Sam Bradford did not have a successful career, except he did, you know, his pocket, you know, he's got some heavy pockets.
He had a good rookie year.
But he had a, even his, you know.
He had another good year in there, too.
Well, he had a bunch of offense coordinators also.
He had a couple runs.
Yeah, right.
He had a couple runs, and I'm not so sure. You know, a couple of his runs were actually relatively impressive. I'm not so sure Locke will have any of those runs. You know, we'll have to see how it plays out.
It depends on who you draft.
If that's
draft
a comparison,
also.
I don't
know.
What? I mean,
that's the best statement you said today.
A mock draft I'm looking at has him going to Jacksonville, and if that's the case, he will not have a better career than
Sam
Bradford.
Well, people they got if they're going to get him.
My biggest concern.
They might as well keep barking.
Talking to my staff, that's my biggest concern, if I'm going to lose this bet, is that Jacksonville
I think Denver at 10.
Well,
The Dolphins at 13. Where's Jacksonville going? Giants
7. Giants are 6.
See, I think you brought up an earlier point that was valid, that these Joe Flacco types.
Who did?
You did.
No, tell the people who.
Andy Strickland.
Okay, thank you.
That some of these holes at quarterback will be filled by a veteran moving.
Yes.
So like a Flacco could then.
And I also think Andy brought up a great point. It is something to say to where you tell the fan base, we're not going to reach for a guy that we don't think at the franchise. Next year, quarterback class is legit amazing. You got 4 or 5 top 15, top 20 picks. Now, if Denver thinks, hey, maybe we get somebody on the defensive side of the football, trade down, and then go for
that. Look at John
I think John Elway screwed this thing up so bad that he's got to go.
At quarterback, John Elway.
He's got to develop.
Because let me ask you
this. Oh, my gosh.
If you're
horrible.
A team that needs a quarterback, you can talk Jacksonville, Miami, Denver, whoever you want, Giants. You picture Drew Locke under center next year?
Yeah.
Playing in the National Football League next year?
That's what I'm saying. If you want to start him immediately, you go 3-13, and then you got two of them.
If Arizona gives the keys to Josh Rosen, and I know he throws it better than Allen, he's probably as good as Darnold.
Josh Allen would have picked up the first down, too. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Josh Allen wouldn't have thrown for 373.
The kid from Duke is a much better quarterback than Drew Locke.
We'll see if he goes ahead of him.
Okay. Or he will.
That would be the
so piece. I owe you $100 if I lose.
If he doesn't go in the first round,
what's your
if he
bet?
Does Same go in thing? The first round?
My bet.
Well,
wait,
is he already kind of hedging on this bet?
I think he might be.
No, it's already done,
Frank. Listen,
I am going to buy a Rams jersey, a St. Louis Rams jersey with your money.
Are you going to put Tudor on the back, or who are you going to put on?
Get a license plate sticker
Kroenke,
like I have.
Kroenke on the back.
God.
This is my license plate sticker.
Speaking of the NFL, let's take a break. I want to get your opinion on what's better, the NFL or the college football game. These two disagreed with me yesterday. We'll be right back.